Well, everybody, we really have an interesting guest on the show today. He is, believe it or not, a 7-time lottery winner. He actually has a system, he claims, to win the lottery, and apparently it works because I looked him up on the Florida lottery, and there he was holding a check for $842,152.91 and another check for $98,992.92. His name is Richard Lustig, and he's written a book called Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery. Welcome.
Hello, Anna. How are you today?
Richard, I am fine, and I'm hoping to be better after I follow your method. I find this is incredible. Tell us how many times you've actually won the lottery.
Okay, I've won 7 lottery game grand prizes.
7, totaling how much money?
Well, you know, it's funny. When I first started doing this, I had absolutely no idea that I was going to go down the path that I've gone down. So I didn't keep track of amounts in the beginning. So I have no, I've been asked this before and I wish I had kept track. So I have no idea, but I can tell you that, for instance, the last three, the last one was 98,000. The one before that was 73,000. And the one before that was the 842,000. So those three alone are over $1 million.
I mean, you've won over $1 million. This is incredible. Now,
I'm in the millions. There's no doubt about that.
It's amazing. Now, do you have to work for the rest? Have you won enough not to work? Are you still working or?
I still work because I like what I do.
I'm enthralled by this, and I'll tell you what, I read your book, and I am following your method. And I like what you said. I'm playing the lotto, and tell us a little bit about what you, the way you tell people to play.
Okay. Well, let's start out with the history. Okay. Let's start out with how this all happened. I started out when the lottery came to Florida 23 years ago. I started playing just like everybody else, just wanting to win some big money. You know, I had no rhyme, no reason, no method, just buying tickets. And unfortunately, just like everybody else, I was losing 99% of the time.
Right.
So I did this for a little while, and then I said, wait a minute here. You know, this is crazy. I'm basically throwing my money down the drain. There's got to be something you can do to give yourself a better chance. So I took out a pad and pen and I started writing down ideas. What if I did this? What if I did that? And of course, some of my ideas did not work. I threw those out the window.
Right.
But some of my ideas did work. So I came up with more ideas. And eventually, I'm going to turn this down.
Sure.
The volume apparently was still up. Eventually, my ideas started accumulating enough where I was seeing some results. And I wasn't winning anything really big, but I was winning $50, $100, $500, $1,000, whatever it was.
And using your method.
Using my method, which at that point I really didn't even realize I had a method. I was just trying to come up with things that could give me a better chance of winning.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about how you did that? Like, for instance, I read your, let's talk about the actual lotto, not the mega or anything, but the actual lotto, because that's what I've been playing, and I'm following your method. Tell us about that method for the lotto.
Well, here's the thing, Adam. I'm an author. You're interviewing me because I'm an author and I've written a book.
And many people are interested in this, I'm sure.
Oh,
I know I am.
Oh, yeah. My book sells like crazy worldwide. And when an author does an interview, the reason they do these interviews is they're trying to sell their book. Now, when authors are asked specific content about their book, their usual stock answer is, well, it's in my book. Because they don't want to tell you anything because they want you to buy the book.
But you're not like that.
Well, I am and I'm not.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I am because, yes, if I told everything in an interview, then no one would buy the book because I told them everything. So I do give away in these interviews, unlike most authors, I do give away some things. I have some specific things that I will tell people in an interview that even if they don't go and buy my book, which I hope they do, but even if they don't go in my book, they can utilize some of the things I've told them in an interview to increase their chances of winning, which is the title of the book, Learn How to Increase Your Chances of Winning the Lottery.
And I know when we had talked earlier, not in this interview, but when we had talked earlier, you made an interesting point. You said that some people that had purchased your book, you said to them, how's it going? And they said, well, it's okay, you know, and you said, have you won? Well, not really. Have you followed my method? And they said, well, not really. And I think that's where I think people need to really follow this. Am I right?
Absolutely. I mean, if you're going to buy my book because you want to win, then follow the method. If you are going to build a house and you don't do everything that you're supposed to do to build that house correctly, guess what? It's going to fall down. So it's like anything. You know, my method is very easy to follow. I've written it that way on purpose. You do not need a dictionary to figure out what words I've used. You don't need a calculator to figure out my method. I've made it very easy and simple.
You have.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I did that on purpose because I want people to understand how it works and be able to use it and win. So, but you've got to follow it. And people who are buying my book and not following it are the ones that aren't winning. And there's, I have people from all over the world that are contacting me all the time, telling me how they're winning more now than they've ever won before because they are following my method.
These are called
testimonials. And I have many of these testimonials on my website, which is winninglotterymethod.com.
Mm-hmm.
If they click on the tab that says what people have said who have purchased my book, they can read these testimonials. And these are real testimonials from real people, not just a bunch of stuff we put on there to sell books.
I agree with a lot of the things that you have said in the book because I think I can say this without giving away too much. One of the things is that to always play the same numbers, correct?
Right. Well, here's the thing. There's three tips that I give away in an interview, okay? There's three specific things that I will mention in an interview to help people out. Tip number one. First of all, there's two kinds of games. There's ball games. And there's scratch tickets.
Mm-hmm.
But tip number one applies to any lottery game. And this is the most important tip of all. Set a budget. People have a tendency to get crazy about this.
Right.
They spend money they can't afford to spend.
Gambling, gambling addiction.
It is. It's a form of gambling, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, so don't spend grocery money. Don't spend your rent money. Sit down, figure out what your budget is, what you can afford to spend. And stick with that. Now, if you follow my method and you start to increase your chances of winning and you start winning a little here, a little there, a little more, eventually what's going to happen is your budget is going to increase on its own so that you'll be able to still buy the amount of tickets that you can buy with the budget you had set, but you're going to be able to buy more tickets because now you're playing with some lottery money, which increases your chances of winning.
How long have you been doing this with that method?
Well, I've been playing for 23 years.
Wow.
You know, and eventually you will get to the point where I'm at is I'm playing with lottery money, period. I'm not spending my own money. So that's, of course, the best feeling of all when you're buying tickets and you can buy more tickets than you could before. And not a penny of it is coming out of your pocket because you're playing with your winnings.
So you're continuing to play even though you've won all this money. You're still continuing to play, correct?
Every single day.
That was another thing. Without giving away again too much, you play every single, like you play the lotto all the time, every draw, correct?
Right. Well, lotto is twice a week. So mm-hmm. you only have to play twice a week. Mm-hmm. You play on Wednesdays and you play on Saturdays. That's the 2 days of the drawing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to play, like we're both in Florida. So if you're going to play, like, let's say Fantasy Five, which is 7 days a week, then you got to play every single day.
That's a bit much. Do you play Fantasy Five every day?
Every day.
Every day. And
three of my seven lottery game grand prizes, Anna, were on Fantasy Five.
No kidding.
Yep.
And how long did it take you before you won that?
It was a couple of years before I won the first grand prize, but up to that point, I was already starting to get ahead because I was winning non-lottery game grand prizes. In Florida, if you have a winning ticket and it's less than $600, the local merchant will cash your ticket for you. You take it to him and he gives you the money. If it's $600 or more, you have to go to the lottery offices to cash in your winning ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Anna, I have been to the lottery offices an amazing 23 times.
That's amazing. It is amazing.
To cash in winning tickets that were too large for the local lottery merchants to pay.
Incredible. And this is over a course of 23 years? Or I noticed that some of your winnings have been like in the last, a lot have been in the last like 10 years or less.
Well, they've been scattered out. Again, we got to remember there's two different, there's three different kinds of winnings here. There's the grand prizes. Mm-hmm. Those are the, that's the seven lottery game grand prizes. Then we have prizes that were too big for the merchants to pay out. There's 23 of those. And then we have daily winnings, where like today I won $9. It was a low day today. I only won nine bucks.
I win that occasionally. Yeah, I win that.
Yeah. So, and those are all the time. So for 23 years I've been winning.
It's amazing. I mean, if somebody else would have told me this, had I not looked this up myself, I wouldn't have believed it. But there you are. There you are with the checks.
And I get that all the time. You know, Anna, it's funny. There are a lot of people out there that even after, and I've been on Good Morning America, Fox and Friends, Headline News, The Learning Channel, The Rachel Ray Show. I've been recognized by Ripley's, believe it or not. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Are you the most winning person in Ripley's?
I am, as far as we know, and nobody's proved us different yet. We've done some pretty intensive research. I am the only person in the world, in any lottery system, anywhere in the world, that has ever won seven lottery game grand prizes.
I believe it. I mean, trying to win one is astronomical.
Yeah. So back to your comment there a second ago. So, yeah, there's even today, as much notoriety as I've gotten over this, even today there's still people out there that don't believe this, think it's a scam, they, you know, whatever. You know, that's fine. You know, throughout history, Anna, any time anybody has ever done something that no one else had ever done before, or claim they were going to do something that no one else had ever done before, it has been human nature for people to say, yeah, right, sure, okay?
Exactly.
I mean, there were two men many years ago who said to the world, we have developed a method to do something that no one has ever done. We've developed a method to do this. And people didn't believe them, told them, said they were lying, said they were full of garbage, blah, 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 blah. In fact, the biggest comment they used to get was, if man was meant to fly, God would have given him wings.
Yes, the Wright brothers.
Exactly. And they proved the world wrong, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what I'm doing. I am proving the world wrong. I have actually developed a method that works. I am proof of it. And I tell people, just like you did, you went on the lottery website. I tell people, you know what? You're hearing my voice over the radio. You don't know me from Adam. Don't believe me. Go on the Florida Lottery website, flalottery.com, and check me out. You can find, if you're willing to take the time to do the research.
You're absolutely fine. I did. I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it either. I went on there. I said, let me see this. The guy, and I'm thinking, how could he lie if he's saying he's, you know, won? Sure enough, there you are.
You don't get on shows like Good Morning America and Fox and Friends and so forth if you're a liar or a scammer, because they're very, they
do some research. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, can you give a few tips without revealing too much? Like,
yeah.
For instance, for the scratch-offs. Let's talk, a lot of people play the scratch-offs. Can you give us a few tips about that? And also about what to do with tickets that you don't win on. That was an interesting point in your book.
Okay. Well, I said there's three tips that I give away on radio interviews. I gave the one is the budget. Let's talk about the second one. The second one is about ball games. I'm only going to give this one tip about ball games because, again, give away too much, people aren't going to buy the book.
Right. I understand.
This is what's going to shock your listeners, because I see people do this every single day. All right? Here's tip number two regarding
tip
ball games.
Tip number two.
Like,
okay.
Like lottery and Powerball and Fantasy Five and Mega Money. Here it is. Do not play quick picks. People do this every day.
Anna, why is that? Why?
Because they're lazy. Anna, you're lazy. I'm lazy. People are lazy. It's natural to be lazy. Some people are more lazier than others. It's so easy just to go up to the counter, hand a guy a couple of bucks, say, here, give me a couple tickets for tonight's drawing. And the computer spits out their tickets. That's called a quick pick. The meat of my method is to teach you how to increase your chances of winning. When you buy quick picks, you are never increasing your chances of winning. They're always going to be the same.
Because the numbers are always different? Is that why?
Say what?
Because the numbers are always different?
Yeah.
Is that why?
Yeah. Can you win with quick picks? Yes, you can. People do. But it's very difficult. If you follow my method, okay, and you play number games the way I teach you to, the way I teach you to play, you will increase your chances of winning and you have a better chance. So, how do you play those ball games? How do you do the numbers?
Yes, how do you?
That's in my book.
Okay. Where can we find your book again?
WinningLotteryMethod.com.
That's WinningLotteryMethod.com. Okay, I'm sure you're going to get a lot of hits after this. Now, what about the scratch tickets? You had
now we're going to go to the scratch tickets.
Yeah.
Tip number three. All right, so here's what I see people do every day also, Anna.
Mm-hmm.
They go up to the counter and they say to the clerk, well, let me see here. Let me have a couple of those. Ooh, you got bingo. I like bingo. Let me have a few of those. And you know what? I like the colors on that ticket right there. Give me a couple of those. Folks, that's the worst thing in the world you can do. You might as well put on a blindfold, take a loaded gun, and try to hit the target. It's not going to happen. So let's go back to tip number one.
Let's.
Set budget.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've got your budget. Let's use just for this example that your budget is $100. It could be $10. It could be $1,000. But for this example, we're going to say your budget is $100.
Mm-hmm.
You take your budget. You divide it by 10. All right, so your budget's $100. That means you're going to have 10. You're going to buy 10 $10 tickets. Scratch tickets come in all denominations, $1, $5, $10.
Right. How do you know which ones to pick?
Well, you buy your budget. So if your budget's $10, you're going to buy 10 $1 tickets. If your budget's $100, you're going to buy 10 $10 tickets and so forth. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to buy 10 $10 tickets. But here's the trick. Here's the method. Buy 10 tickets all in a row of the same game. Pick one of the $10 games that's available. There could be three or four choices. Pick one of the $10 games. And how do you pick which $10 game to play?
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that?
Whichever one you like.
It's in the book.
Within your budget.
It's in my book to tell you which game to play.
I didn't want to say too much.
It's in my book. That's what I'm saying. If you go to the counter, you're going to buy 10 $10 tickets, and there's four different $10 games to choose from, how do you pick which one? That's in the book. I explained that in the book.
Okay.
You buy 10 tickets in a row of the same game. Now, if you do that, Anna, almost every single time you do that, you're going to find a winning ticket in there. Most of the times, you're going to find two winning tickets and sometimes even three winning tickets in that stretch of 10. You've just increased your chances of winning. Now, Anna, I did an interview about 2 weeks ago
mm-hmm.
with a radio station in Seattle. And I did the interview and I gave this tip away. And this has happened many times before. This is just the most recent example.
Right.
So we did the interview. About 2-3 hours later, I get a phone call from the host of the radio show. Richard, you aren't going to believe this. I just got a message from one of our listeners who heard you on my show this morning and went out and followed your method, what you said about buying 10 tickets in a row. And they won $33. And they went out and did it three more times. So they did it four times total.
10 right.
tickets in a row each time. When they got done, they had their money back in their pocket that they started with, and they were ahead $22. They went out and did a fifth time, but this time they only bought 5 tickets in a row and they lost. So when they followed your method, they won. When they didn't follow your method, they lost. I said, well, that's what I try to teach people. He said, would you be willing to come back on my show Monday? Because this was on a Friday.
Right.
And let's talk about that and how this listener. I said, sure, I'll do that. So we went back on the show Monday. We're on the show live. We're talking about this listener and what they did and blah, blah, blah. And then he says to me, you know, Richard, I got to also tell you something else. I did the same thing. Now, this is the host of the show.
The host, right.
I went out and bought 10 tickets in a row, just like you said. I bought 10 $1 tickets in a row. He spent $10, Anna.
Right.
He won over $200.
No kidding.
Now, also on my website.
Can you give us reiterate on that a little bit more. Can you give us why that is, or do people have to buy your book to find out? Why 10 tickets? Why?
Because that's how the method works.
It has to be 10?
10 tickets in a row. Now, you can buy more than 10, and here's an example. Don't buy less than 10.
That's what I'm asking. Why not less than 10? 10 is...
Buy 10 in a row, you're going to find almost every single time at least one winning ticket, most of the times two, sometimes three. Now, you can buy more than 10 in a row. Here's the other example I was going to give you about that.
Right.
On my website, winninglotterymethod.com,
mm-hmm.
they can click on a page that says video clips. And they can see my appearance on the Rachel Ray Show. on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
I was scheduled to appear on the Rachel Ray Show. The day before we did the show, the producer calls me and says, Richard, we want to put your method to the test about the scratch tickets. I said, sure. I said, as long as you do it exactly as I told you, how the method works, buy your tickets all in a row. She says, yeah, we're going to buy tickets for everybody in the audience. I said, okay.
Okay.
How many people do you have in your audience? She said, 125 people. I said, okay, so you're going to buy 125 tickets all in a row of the same game. And she said, yes, we are. I said, good. I said, you're going to have at least 12 winners. And there was this silence for a minute. And I said, are you there? Said, yeah, I'm here. I said, okay, you're going to have at least 12 winners. And she said, well, okay. It was like, I knew she didn't believe me, but that's
right,
fine.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
That's fine. So the next day, we're on the set. We're doing the show. We get to the point where Rachel says, okay, so now we've given everybody in the audience a scratch ticket. We followed Richard's method. We bought all the tickets in a row. Now we want everybody to scratch your tickets. Let's see how many winners we got. Now, Anna, I had told them they would have at least 12 winners.
Winners, right.
They had 17 winners.
No kidding.
It's on the tape. You can watch it live. You can watch it right on my website.
This is amazing. Richard, I'm going to tell you what, without giving away too much, your book is fantastic.
Thank you.
I love it. I am following your method. In fact, as we speak, I have the lotto numbers in front of me. I am going to follow it to the letter. And then when I win, I'm going to call you back and we're going to have another interview.
Absolutely.
I have a feeling this is going to work. By the way, I have already won. I'm following your method. I'm now playing my lotto on money that I've won.
There you go. Thank you very much. There's another testimonial.
I didn't win hundreds of thousands of dollars, but it covered what I was playing.
There you go. You won enough money to buy your tickets that you were going to buy anyway with your budget, but now you won enough that you can buy them and not spend your own money. You're spending lottery winnings.
Exactly. One of the things I like that you say is just play what you can afford, and that's what I did.
Exactly. I preach that to people all the time. Don't spend money you can't afford. Now, Anna, I want to throw a couple things out there to your listeners. First of all, we had a lot of requests from the Latin community about my method being available in Spanish.
And that's very big here in South Florida.
I know that, because I used to live down in Palm Beach. And in fact, even years before that, I lived down in Fort Lauderdale. All right, so the book is available, obviously, in English. My method is also available in Spanish, which you can only get through my website. Also, and I'll be the first to admit it, I'm one of these people that's not big on reading. So for those of you out there that really don't like to read, my method is also available as an audio CD, which again, the only place you can get that is on my website.
Great.
Which is lotterymethod.com. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can get an English, Spanish, or as an audio CD. And here's what I'm going to do. For your listeners, the first 10 people that do these two things, I have a bonus for them. If they buy my book, buy my method through my website, they have to do it through my website. If they go someone else and buy, there are other places you can get my book.
Right.
If they do that, then I can't do this because there's no way for me to track them. If they buy my method through my website, number one, and number two, while they're on the website making their purchase, there's a place on them to sign my guest book. So they have to do both these things, buy the method and sign the guest book. And when they sign the guest book, it asks them a question. Okay, how did you hear about my method? And if they fill that out and say, well, I heard it by listening to Anna Collins on It's Beyond Complicated, the Boomer Humor radio show. Okay?
Right.
First 10 people that do that, I will include with their purchase a Florida Lottery scratch ticket, which is going to give them a chance to win at least $5,000.
That is excellent. I'm going to go sign up myself, and I'm doing the show. that's wonderful, Richard. Tell us the website again, please.
WinningLotteryMethod.com.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you so much for being with us today. You are one of the most interesting people, especially when it comes to the lottery. Everybody wants to know. Our guest today has been Richard Lustig. He's a 7-time lottery winner. I really think this guy has a method that works. So far, it's worked for me. And, when I win that $1 million, I'm going to call you and you're going to be back on the show.
And you know what? If you don't win it, let's do it again when I win number 8.
Okay, you got a deal. Richard, thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate it. Our guest today has been Richard Lustig. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Anna. It was fun.
And you can again, Richard, give us that website one more time.
WinningLotteryMethod.com. www.thebookbarn.com.